Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 03, Salvation. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the seventh month, on the 23rd day of the seventh month.
Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light."
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One, Jesus, my Redeemer.
Dear Dan, my mom became a Christian early in her teenage life. She had gone trick-or-treating on Halloween and knocked on the door of a Christian family. They invited her to a church meeting at U9. She gave her heart to Jesus then and attended at that church for many years. Because of her love for the Lord, my mom looked for various church meetings she could attend. She found a Pentecostal church in Seattle called Bethel Temple. Bethel Temple owned and operated a church retreat and campground property located near what is still called Mirror Lake, in what is now Federal Way. The church also owned some property on the lake shore so the campers could go swimming there. I remember going to the camp with my mom every summer, starting when I was 5. In the summer of my 7th year, I was old enough to attend youth camp on my own. It was that summer, 1966, that I heard the gospel preached. It was a powerful gospel that focused on repentance and receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. So it was that one night I heard the message, crowd down the literal sawdust trail, knelt at the altar, and repented of my sins. So great was the conviction of the Holy Spirit on me that I wept at the altar for a long time. I was the last one to leave. Little did I know then, the seed of repentance that was planted there that night would bring forth the willingness to intercede and repent for those who do not know about repentance, and the ability in standing in Christ before the Lord to say, "I'm sorry," on behalf of those who don't even know they are guilty. One thing did change in my life then. At the previous summer camp, when I was 6, I took up the habit of crawling through open windows of other people's dorms to look for new stuff. I was especially fond of Rice Krispies, which I would pilfer by the handful. One time I saw a small transistor radio that looked cool, so I took it and hid it under the bed of our cabin so my mom would think I found it there. Someone must have observed me because I did get caught, but I can say now there is no record of those events in heaven. Blessings.